Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious.
There's a voice cries out in the silence, searching for hearts that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that wants over the earth, searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. He says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.
God walks over the earth searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. He says, love him with your whole heart. Search me with your life. Serve me with your life, I mean. Bow down. Let go of your idols, because he wants it all today. He wants it all today. God is walking over the earth and searching for a heart that is just today. He's longing for a child that will give him his all today. He says, love him with your whole heart today. Serve me with your life today. Bow down and let go of your idol today, because he wants it all. God doesn't want half of us or part of us or the part that we don't want God to have, or you know, sit over here, Lord, talk, finish with this. And I can't let the Lord in this room in my heart. God wants all of you, your whole heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's good to know what God wants. So then you know you have no excuse of what his will is, and that is he wants the whole heart. You can't give him all, half a heart. Amen. Now, I'm going to welcome everybody. It's called Kingdom. Wednesday night is Kingdom Advance. That's the radio ministry, and advancing the kingdom is what we want to do. Amen? Amen. So, and one of the ways to advance the kingdom is in the preaching and teaching the kingdom so that people will know the kingdom. It's important that you know the kingdom, because if you don't understand or know the kingdom, then we have an enemy that's waiting to snatch it. Amen? So that's why it's important that we come together and learn and understand. They say when you get wisdom, get understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm glad you're all here. I am Ambassador Odelia Jackson, the speaker and the host for tonight. Holy Spirit is always the teacher. So I hope you got your constitution, the Bible, whatever you take notes on, your pen, paper. And so let's get ready to get started. And I'm going to open up with prayer. Tonight we're going to be talking about what is your maker or breaker in the kingdom of God. And I really should have been in the kingdom. What is your maker and breaker of obtaining a kingdom, abundant kingdom living? Amen. So we're going to find that out tonight. So let's get ready. I'm going to pray. Father, as we come before you again, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lay down our idols, and we bow down and lay down our idols, Lord. We give you our all tonight. We pray your will be done in our lives, that our lives will serve you, Lord. We will serve you with our life, that our life will glorify you. And so not just the fruit of our lips, but that our lifestyle will glorify you. So have your way, Lord. We say thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. You are Lord and you reign. Hallelujah. There is none other like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, let your kingdom advance and be established through the preaching and teaching and healing. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven, and your people as it is in heaven. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathens hear the Lord reign. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Hallelujah. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rule over all. Hallelujah. Let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, Lord. Have your mighty way in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray, let the kingdom of God be preached in our regions with signs and wonders following. That, Father, we receive. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that it's your good pleasure, hallelujah, to give us the kingdom. We receive it, and we thank you that it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Let your righteousness, your peace, and your joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let your kingdom of this world become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdom. Preserve us, Lord, in your heavenly kingdom. Let the sepulcher of your kingdom be released. Hallelujah. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominion serve and obey you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. When we fall down strongholds, we cast down vain imagination and every high thing that lifts us up against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our thoughts are right now, Lord, right now, subject to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in our life, and that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to the divine system of protocol. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's get ready to open up. As I open up, okay, it's on, okay. Let's get ready to open up our Bibles. The first thing came to my mind when that song was on, 1 Corinthians 6, let's go there, that God wants it all. I want to share this with you before we go on. God wants it all. 1 Corinthians 6, probably heard it before anyway, so let's go over this again. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 16. What? It says, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Not my mind. Scripture tell you, which are God in your body, which is, it says, to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. It's God. So God wants it all. He don't want all half of us. I'm thinking about that song. That scripture came up in my mind when that song was playing. Anyway, let's go on. Amen. So let's get started. Amen. So take some notes as the Spirit speaks to you. And if I say that's a note, take a note. Amen. And later on, for those who have never been on here, I usually open the line at the end if anybody have any questions, comments, or anything. Okay? That's reasonable. Amen. All right. Tonight we're talking about what is your maker or breaker. So as we go through lesson tonight, then I want you to think about it. A couple things I want you to think about. The keys. When we share tonight, think about some of the keys. What are the keys? It's three things that after you find out what is the key, then there's three things that you need to think about. And one is know your constitution, and the other one is about the way we think. All right, so let's go through this. Most people today live today is out of we talked about this a little bit last week, so it's like a little bit lingering over. On about alignment. Most people today are out of alignment with the government of the kingdom of God. Think about what the title this is. It says, what is your maker or breaker? in the kingdom of God, or the kingdom and kingdom living. Amen. Kingdom lifestyle. Whew. Unfortunately, most people, not all people, but most people live today, are out of alignment with the government of God's kingdom. Unfortunately, this is also true of many kingdom citizens. Now, a lot of people don't even know that they are kingdom citizens. Some people don't even know about kingdom. And so that's why it's important that people be taught. So how will they know unless we tell them? Unfortunately, that is true about a lot of people born again believers, which are kingdom citizens and don't know it, some of them. All right? Because they're pursuing God's priority of the kingdom and righteousness. That's the reason why most people are out of alignment. That's how important Matthew 6:33 is. That is how important that is. Let's look at that. Matthew 6:33. Matter of fact, I don't care what scripture we go to, all them scriptures lead right back to right here. And the reason why it leads back to Matthew 6:33, have you wait a little while, is because Matthew 6:33 is a mandate commandment. And that mandate commandment means it's for every human being upon the face of this earth. I forget how many said it was 7 million. I ain't even going to try to say it. How many human beings on the face of the earth? Well, however many they are, okay, they are all under this mandate commandment. And this mandate commandment is, let's look at Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, read with me, and his righteousness. Let's say that again before we say that last part. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, most people, we just do Bible studying and word searching. But when you look up these words, kingdom, what do kingdom mean in Hebrew and in Greek? It is the rule, the active dominion authority, rule and reign of God over territory, over impact, people, as such as yourself. Is he ruling and reigning in your life? Are you doing what God would have you to do? My. Is he ruling and reigning? If God tells you to do something, are you going to say, well, I ain't doing that? Or you ain't even got to say it. Just don't do it. By default, you're in disobedience. You're out of alignment. So a lot of people think this verse here is not a commandment. Because, you know, what would we condition with? The Ten Commandments. We were conditioned with the Ten Commandments. So nobody thinks this is a commandment because it doesn't say this is part of the Ten Commandments. Okay? So anything that's in the Word of God is an instruction from God for us and show us how we ought to be living according to his will. So any instructions you get from the Word of God is a command. Okay? He tells you to love one another as I have loved you. That's a command. So Matthew 6:33 is a command for every human being upon the face of this earth, whether you're saved or not. This is how you find out how to get saved, because you know you can't even see the kingdom until you're born again. And then when you're born again, it becomes a covenant with God. Born again believers, covenant It means citizens of the kingdom of God. You have a conditioned promise here. The promise is, but seek the kingdom first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. So if you're not seeking the kingdom, if you're a born-again believer, and you're not seeking the kingdom of God's ruling and reigning in your life, and his way of doing and being right, his righteousness, not man's way of what they think is righteousness, then all the other things shall be added unto you. That's why it's a conditional, it's a covenant conditional promise. First, you must be born again. You're not in the family. It doesn't talk, it's not talking about you. But if you are a born again believer, this is saying, this is talking to you. This is a commandment for everybody that's born, that's a human being. But if you're not born again yet, he's talking to those who are born again. He says, this is a commandment. You're supposed to be seeking the kingdom first. You're supposed to search, inquire, require. What is the kingdom? What is his righteousness? His righteousness, not man's righteousness. What does the kingdom mean? What is the right in Hebrew and Greek? Find out what these scriptures on the kingdom, you know? Underline them, highlight them as you get the scriptures in www.blueletterbible.com and then punch in the word kingdom, or .org rather, and punch in the word kingdom, and you, all the scriptures should come up on kingdom. Start looking them words, them kingdom scriptures up in your Bible, highlight, underline that word kingdom, cry out to God for a revelation of this kingdom. What does this really mean? If you cry out, he will show you, especially if you're seeking and searching, doing what he told you to do, and his righteousness. After you find out what kingdom is and find out what righteousness is, because he says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Okay, yeah. So move on. This is a mandate. So that's why all the scriptures go right back to here, because that's why people, most of the people are out of alignment, okay? Because this is the first commandment. He says seek first the kingdom, his rule, his reign in your life. Amen. Glory. All right, let's go on. Hope you understand that. But most people are out of alignment because instead of pursuing God's priority, because the first means priority of the kingdom and his righteousness, we pursue what? Things. We're pursuing things, most people. No matter how hard we try to, or how great our desire, the quality, we want most in life, quietness, confidence, and joy. I'm going to say that again. No matter how hard we try or how great our desire, the quality we truly want most in life, peace, quietness, confidence, and joy always seem to elude our grasp. Look at Romans 14. Go to Romans 14. Romans 14, verse 17. And this scripture here tells you what the kingdom is not about and what the kingdom is about. And so if you're a kingdom citizen and you're not experiencing this, something is wrong. Okay? 14, Romans 14, verse 17. And let's go there. And it says, for the kingdom of God is, okay, you might want to write these verses down because it's telling me what the kingdom of God is not, and it's going to tell you what it is not about eating and drinking, meat or drink. It says meat or drink in the King James Version. But what is about? But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to have some righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom is about. It's not about eating and drinking or, you know, those dietary things that people are talking about. That's not what the kingdom is about. It's about righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Those are the three elements of the kingdom. You can write that down. It's, the kingdom is spiritual. It's spiritual. It's not a, you know, most people think about kingdom. They think about a castle and, you know, you got 100 guardmen, you know, the stuff that we saw on TV about kings. And those kings on earth, that's what they had. But this is not, this kingdom of God is not of this world. It's in the world, but it's not of it, okay? The kingdom of God is spiritual. Amen. This kingdom is not of this world. And Jesus tells us that in Matthew 18, 36. I think it's 36, somewhere in the area. Okay. And Jesus tells us that, that his kingdom is not of this world. And the kingdom, you might want to take a note of this too. The kingdom of God, and the reason why, let me say this first, spiritual is because look at the elements of what the kingdom is in that verse in Matthew, I mean, Matthew, in Romans 14, verse 17. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those things you only see when there are, when they're in a person. You'll see the spirit that in their inner man. You'll start seeing their inner man being displayed on the outside. You'll see them, interact in righteousness. You'll see them at peace, even in the midst of a storm, okay? That's their spiritual stuff. And then that joy of the Holy Ghost. That's even also, too, in the midst of trials and tribulations. There's a joy of knowing who we are, who you belong to, what you have, and how to use it. Okay? Who you belong to. So it's spiritual. It's like when the wind blows. You don't see the wind. You just feel it on your skin, or you'll see the leaves go down the street blowing, or the trash or whatever, but you don't see it. But you see what it does. Amen? Glory to God. All right, let's move on. So these things elude people who are not in alignment with the government of the kingdom of God. Even though they're born again. This is because we have brought into what? The deception of those qualities can be acquired through things we possess. Our lives are out of alignment because we are focused on possession rather than on position. That's a note right there. Lives are out of alignment because we are focused on possession rather than position. Now, think about the title tonight. It says, what is your maker or breaker in the kingdom, abundant kingdom living? Okay? I couldn't write all that down. It wouldn't all go in that line, so I had to cut it short. So our lives are out of alignment because we are focused on most people, on possession rather than on position. Focus. Why? What is your maker or your breaker? It's what you focus on. What do you focus on? You focus on what? Possession? Or position? What's your focus? For many believers today, a great disconnect exists between the promise of the kingdom and the personal realities. Those personal realities are of daily experiences. Now, that's important right there. That's a note right there, because for many believers, now we ain't talking about unbelievers, we're talking about believers. Today, a great connection, disconnection. I keep saying connection, it's disconnection. A great disconnection. Look where this disconnection is at. And it's supposed to be great. Exist. It disconnection exists between what? The promises of the kingdom. Where is it at? Between the promises of the kingdom and what? And the reality of daily experiences. My. Many of us live beyond our means. Right, what? Yes. Many of us live beyond our means. We're spending more money than we make. We buy cars too expensive for our budget. Houses we can't make the payment on, and designer clothes we can't afford. All in the interest of keeping up with or showing up our neighbors. My. Where is the focus? That's the maker or the breaker. You know, show we are what? Neck deep in debt and always seem to end up with too much month of the money. My. What's the problem? We are obsessed with things. Food is a thing. Water is a thing. A house is a thing. A car is a thing. Money is a thing. All of these are just things. My. Mm-mm-mm. And our pursuit of these of things is destroying us. We got to change our focus, change our thinking. Is your focus possession or position? Possession is things. My. And the things that we're pursuing is destroying us. So our possession with things is a hunger. So, you know, write that down. Possession with things is a hunger. That's what it is, exactly. It's a hunger. It's a hunger we will never satisfy. My. It not only will you not satisfy, it will gnaw away at us relentlessly, so that the more we get, I know that's right. the hungrier we become. So as long as we pursue things, we will never know true peace or contentment or joy. My. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute, because I'm thinking about, I think it's Colossians 3:1, because the things that we hunger after, and I'm talking in general, okay? You might have been grown past this, all right? Just for those of us, the things that we haven't even thought about, this thing. The things that we're hungering after is earthly things. Right? Let's look at Colossians. I think I got the right scripture here. That's what came to my mind. Yeah, man. Colossians, I think it's 1:3 or 3:1. You're going to find out. Let's go there. Colossians, let me try 1:3 first. No, it ain't 1-3. Let's go to 3-1. Yeah, here it is, 3-1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things. My. Come on now. What things? If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, with Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So the cars, the houses, all those things that never satisfy us are earthly things that just, they're out to destroy us because our focus is wrong, right? And this scripture here telling us to seek those things that are above. So what things are we seeking? Earthly or above, heavenly? Come on. Where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Now, verse 2 says, set your affections on things above. It's telling you what to do. Set your affections on things above, not on the things on the earth. And 3, verse 3 says, for why? You are dead. For ye are dead, if you being risen with Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God. My. So I understand now why that verse came to me. As that song I was talking about, that our bodies and the spirit is in them belongs to God. And if you be risen with Christ, you're born again believer, you set our affection on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. See, one of the things I was thinking about was that how we are supposed to have dominion. In Genesis 1:26, God says that he has given us dominion over everything upon the earth. I'm just paraphrasing that, making that short. But that dominion he's given us is power and authority, and we're supposed to rule. Okay? So you can write Genesis 1:26. That talks about what we're supposed to be. Genesis 1:26. Let's go there real quick as I talk about this here. Genesis 1:26. That's easy to find, right? In the beginning of the Bible, right? 1:26. And what do it say? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them, he didn't say let us, he said let them have dominion over, you know, the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and the cattle, and over all the earth. It says, and over all the earth, not just animals, because some people have pointed that out to me. Oh, God, that's just talking about you being ruling over animals. Come on. All right, what do that say there? And over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Okay? So, dominion. That's the word you need to know what it means. It means to rule and to reign. So if we are so hungering after things that's destroying us, that's gnawing at us, that means that thing that's destroying and gnawing at us and never satisfying us is ruling us. And it's not supposed to be. We're supposed to take dominion over that. So that means we got to learn how to budget our money and not be spending more than what we got, and all those things. We're supposed to take rule and reign over those areas in our lives that we're supposed to rule over. Amen? All right, I hope I explained that enough. Now, let's move on. So, as we stop right there, that never satisfies. It gnaws on us. It's relentlessly, too. So that the more we get, the hungrier we become, and as long as we pursue those things, we will never find true peace, contentment, or joy. Somehow, we must be delivered from our slavery to things, and that's what it is, slavery to things. Deliverance is found in only one place, and it is in pursuing, this is a note right here, this deliverance from this here is only found in one place, see, it's that focus. I had put on Facebook tonight that their focus is each letter is follow one course until successful. And here it says deliverance is found in only one place. Let's put that down. Let's write that down. Deliverance is found, very important, in one place. In one place. And remember, we talked about what is the maker or breaker? What is your maker or breaker? And your kingdom, and abundant kingdom living. And it's your focus. What do we focus on? Possessions, things, or put our position? We're going to learn about our position as we go. Okay. So, deliverance is found in one place. That one place is, write that down, in pursuit. Kingdom. You should know the rest of that, right? Mm-hmm. Of the kingdom and righteousness of God. Of the kingdom and righteousness of God. Okay, not man, of God. This deliverance is found in this one place. That's where the focus should be. And so, in pursuit. So you can say, you can know all this, but if you don't go in pursuit, you got to apply this. This is not just going to jump on you. In pursuit of the kingdom, which Matthew 6:33 says, seek, and then, and you look that up. I like the Amplified version. It says search after, inquire, require, and you know, it tells you what the seeking means. My. So you got to, in pursuit of the kingdom and righteousness of God, deliverance is found from this. So it's a matter of exchanging our hunger for another. Okay, that's a point too. Because if that, you have that type of hunger, here's instructions. It's a matter of exchanging one hunger for another. Our hunger for things will never be satisfied. But Jesus said, let's look at Matthew 5, verse 6. What did Jesus say in Matthew 5, verse 6? Let's take a look at that. I want you to see what Jesus said. And these are the words of Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. For they shall be filled. Remember the things that we be hungering after, those things that have made us a slave and never satisfy us. He said, but they that hunger, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I mean, you shall be satisfied when you hunger and thirst after righteousness rather than things. Now, you got to know what righteousness is, okay? So keep going. As you go, you'll learn as you go. And so, how hungry are you for righteousness? Because you have to pursue, in pursuit of the kingdom and righteousness. Right? So is your hunger for the kingdom greater than the hunger for things? Come on now. You got to be honest with yourself. So do you thirst for righteousness more than you thirst for material prosperity? Is the question. Okay? These are some questions I'm throwing out. Is your hunger for the kingdom greater than your hunger for things? Are you hungry for? Do you thirst for righteousness more than you thirst for material prosperity? King David in in Psalms 37:4, he says, he wrote, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So it's like you kill two birds in one, okay? First of all, when you delight yourself in the Lord, you might have not have those desires for those things, especially those things that are destroying you, those things that that will bring you down, okay? But he will give you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in the Lord, amen? So if the kingdom and righteousness of God are your chief desire and delight, he will take care of everything else. That's what Matthew 6 is saying. It says you seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. My. And add, when you look up the word add, so you can't do this surface reading. You got to look up that word add. Look that up in Greek or Hebrew. I forget which one it is. But when you, I always look up both of them. And when you look it up, you'll see the add means, and he says, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness and all the other things I'm going to give to you. My. Add means give. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. So he will take care of everything else. If you read the scriptures before Matthew 6:33, he's talking about how the birds of the skies are fed and the lilies of the on the grass, how they are clothed and how they don't worry about nothing, and God just takes care of them. And he says, take no thought for tomorrow. Don't be worried about no food and clothes and no raiment and all that stuff. He said, if you seek my kingdom first and my righteousness, all the other things shall be added unto you. But it won't get done until you pursue, like he said. So that's your part. So the destiny that you will reach is because of the decision that you have made. Or the destiny that you have will not reach because of the decision you made. So when Jesus said, blessed are those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness, he uses infinitives, which means continuing action. He said, if you say, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty, you are referring to a temporary condition that will be satisfied once you have some food or drink. Okay? So if, however you say, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty, you are speaking of continuous desires. You continue to be hungry and you continue to be thirsty. My. So after you get the kingdom, you're supposed to continue to seek his kingdom. You continue to thirst after righteousness and hunger and thirsting after righteousness. And he said, I continue to fill you. Come on. So imagine being stranded in the desert under the baking sun. Think about that. Without food or drink or water. Okay? After a couple of days, maybe less, the only thing on your mind is the desire to satisfy your hunger and thirst. Nothing else matters. You are willing to sacrifice anything, right? Give up, you know, your part with anything for that food and water, right? You'll do anything to fill the greatest craving in your heart. Jesus said that is the kind of all-consuming desire you and I should have for the kingdom and righteousness of God. My. So in an ancient Hebrew, psalmist expressed such desire this way. Psalms 42, verse 1 and 2. He said, as the deer panteth for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, oh God. my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So when can I go and meet with God? Okay. You have a longing in your soul for him. That's that kind of hunger and thirst that God will fill. My. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So what is your focus on? What is your hunger and thirst after? Is it for things? Is it for the things that's only going to be for temporary, because you're going to be hungry and thirsty again? Or is it for the things of God, righteousness, or the things on the earth? Or is it possessions or position? Because righteousness is the position. Okay? Just in case you didn't know what position was, that was righteousness. Righteousness. You keep coming back to that righteousness, right? Even though we seek the kingdom first, he said, and his righteousness. So a continual hunger and thirst for righteousness, it positions us to enter into the fullness of the kingdom's life. My. So what is your maker or breaker to receive the abundant kingdom life? So you can break it by not being in alignment with God, which righteousness is that alignment, that plumb line that we talked about before. Or you can be in alignment, walking in righteousness. My. Or you can go after the things that is out to destroy you. So a continual hunger and thirst for righteousness positions us to enter into the fullness of kingdom life. That's a note right there. That's a 5-star note. Okay. I call that a 5-star note. Amen. That, I'll say it again, a continual hunger and thirst for righteousness positions us enter the full, not half, not part, because remember, he wants all of you, right? But this position us to righteousness, position us to enter the fullness of kingdom life. My. That's good stuff. Yes. So remember that righteousness is a legal term. It's not a religious term or word. Righteousness is a legal term. That's a note if you want to take a note there. It's a legal term. My. Not religion. It's a legal term. That means to be in, this legal term means to be in alignment with authority. Write that down. In alignment with authority. My. To be in right standing, because this is your definition for righteousness. People want to know what righteousness is, because you're getting it right now. Because it means to be in right standing with what? To be in right standing with the governing power that. Okay? So the key is to maintain, remember we talked about earlier today, I said you want to know what is the key. The key, right next to your key, is the main thing to maintain that right standing. How you do that is obedience. My. It's obedience to the law of that government. Not my mind. So in the kingdom, since the king's word is law, righteousness means fulfilling the king's requirement. That's a note too. My. So our pursuit of righteousness places us in the right position. Remember we talked about what is your focus on? Possession or position? So that's going to be the maker or the breaker. Our pursuit of righteousness places us in the right position to receive all rights, resources, blessings, kingdoms that are ours as kingdom citizens. You might have heard that before, but it's important that you know it and understand it. Sometimes you have to do stuff over and over again so you can get it in your spirit, man. You know, I like what Dr. Lennon says. Repetition is the mother of teaching. When you teach kids, you have to tell things over and over again. They teach the same thing over and over again so they get it. Not my mind. That's the same thing with us. That's why we're supposed to become teachable, and then we're supposed to be humble of a childlike faith, right? Teachable. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory. So in the position, there's a part we play. I said that earlier. A part we play and a part that God plays. Here it is. Our part is to obey the law of the government, right? That's God's word. Thus keeping ourselves in alignment in righteousness, obedience. God's part is to, when we keep ourselves in alignment, God's part is to open up to us the resources of heaven. My. And it is a very simple dynamic. They're called we obey. Okay? All right? And then God opens. We obey, God opens. Okay? And here's another part of the dynamic. We disobey, God closes. Okay? Okay? As simple as that, right? So that's your maker or your breaker. There you go right there. Your maker or your breaker is that if you're going to be in positioning, in this positioning, that is our part we play and the part that God plays. And our part is to obey. Obey or disobey. That's your maker or your breaker. Disobey is going to be your breaker because God's going to close. Okay? When you obey, God opens. That's going to be your maker. My. So as long as we obey the law, we have access. As soon as we disobey, get out of alignment. That's when we're saying disobey. That means you're out of alignment with the kingdom of God. Okay? And we talked about that earlier, about how many believers are out of alignment with God, of the governing kingdom. That's why a lot of them don't experience the kingdom. My. So as soon as we disobey, we get out of alignment, the access closes. It closes down. So this explains why so many believers struggle from day to day, pinching pennies, trying to make ends meet, but they never seem to have enough with no peace, joy, or contentment. They are out of alignment. No joy, no peace, nope. Because in the kingdom, this righteousness, that's what you be hungering after. Peace, joy, and Holy Ghost. So with this government and this assess and their access to the kingdom, resources has been shut off. Those who are penny pinching and trying to make ends meet, but never seem to have enough with no peace, joy, or contentment. They are out of alignment with the government and their access to the kingdom resources. It has been shut off. So, what is your maker or breaker in the abundant kingdom lifestyle? Obedience or disobedience? It is what you focus on, possession, or your position, which is your righteousness. Right? One thing about the influences about the mind is that it influences every area of your life. That is your mind. Your mind influences every area of your life. So we're going to change the way we think. We're going to repent, change the way we think, change our conduct. You know, some things that you want to have to curtail, okay, demolish, okay, and get back on track in alignment with God, okay? So you got to know your constitution, and there's some other things that we gotta do. I don't know if I have enough time. I wasn't trying to rush through this. I was trying to make sure we understand it. So whatever happens, this happens is always due to what? When a kingdom resource has been shut off. Whenever this happens, it's always due to what? That's easy, right? Sin. Disobedience is sin, which is a breaking the law. So the literal meaning of the Greek word for sin in the New Testament is to miss the mark. It is an archery term that requires to falling short our communication with God and shuts down the flow of resources to us. My. So as the psalmist says in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, you can write the verse down, Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Iniquity is another word for sin, but refers specifically to invisible sins such as greed, envy, lust, hatred, and it's worse than the physical sin. Invisible sin is secret sin, which gives rise to visible sin of action. Wow. So righteous dispositioning means keeping our heart pure, clean, and corrupt by iniquity. And those things I named is referred to as sin, invisible such as greed, envy, lust, and hatred. My. So we got to keep our hearts clean and uncorrupt from them things. So if we harbor no secret sins in our hearts, there will be nothing to give rise to visible sin. Okay, so it usually starts on the inside before you start seeing it on the outside, right? Purity of heart is critical, dispensable to abundant kingdom life. There's another of your maker. Purity of heart. The breaker would be the sin, the iniquity in our heart. Hatred, lust, envying, that would be that iniquity, regarding iniquity in our heart. My. So, Blessed 5:8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Literally, this means that the pure in heart will see God in everything. And that's part of righteousness. Righteousness is seeing what God sees, saying what God says, and doing what God do. Okay? So literally, this means that pure in heart will see God in everything. The word heart is the verse, in this verse, means mind. Pure in heart. It means pure in your mind, your thinking. If our minds are pure, we will see God in everything and in everyone. The answer to the problem of greed or lust or jealousy or any kind of impure or improper thought or attitude. My. So what a challenge. My. Boy, pure in heart. See, if you don't study pure in heart and what that means, iniquity and all that stuff, wow, I never got all that out of pure in heart unless you're studying, okay? what a challenge to live at such a level in our world. That's definitely a challenge, right? Today. But this is just a challenge the king calls his citizens to take up, a challenge that when we can meet successfully in his mighty power. Because he calls us to it, he gives us the grace to do it. Okay? This grace is his divine ability in exchange for our inability. My. So you can do it through him. Amen? But we must choose. Here we go with that choose again. We must choose your part. Choose the path of what? Righteousness. You got to choose that path. That's the maker or breaker. And be in the right positioning with regards to our king's requirement. See, it's the righteousness according to God's will, not man's. Man's will don't have none in this here that we have just read about what is the pure in heart, the iniquity. Anybody had the iniquity, the envy, lust in the heart, and hatred, okay, which is worse than physical sin. The pure in heart is those who, they're pure in heart in everything. They see God in everything. And this pure in heart is it means mind. So our minds are to be pure. And we will see God in everything and in everyone. So this is the answer to the problem of greed. My. It's the answer to lust and jealousy. That's man's supposed to be righteous, which is not righteous. Okay? My. So we must choose the path of righteousness and be in the right positioning with regards to our king's requirements. It's according to God's plan, his will, and his agenda. We must be in the position to receive his favor. My. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I always have more than I need. So I see. All right, I'm going to stop right there. All right, I'm open line. Anybody have any comments, questions? If you're on other devices, the number is 760-283-834. 760-283-834. Lines are open. Hallelujah. Is the maker or breaker? It's that. Eyes are open. And that's a nine, okay. Nine. No comments tonight? No questions? What is our focus? Focus. You ought to follow one course until successful. Nothing like but seeking the kingdom first and his righteousness. My. What is your maker or breaker of the kingdom, abundant kingdom living? We shared that tonight of some things that our focus on possession or position.
Good evening, my sister.
Good evening, brother. God bless.
God bless you. And I actually have a question. I think you posted it on Facebook, and I guess it's all the studying and everything you've been doing leading up to the night. But you posted something, I believe it was a quote from Miles Monroe, one of his books, talking about the best way to, and you just, I guess, said it. about getting things accomplished because I can find myself in several different areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. If you want to focus and there's something going to get left undone, there ain't nothing going to get done. And
right.
I just wanted you to just elaborate on that a little more if you can.
Which one?
You know, because you were talking about things, because, see, you know, I have an idea for, you know, doing business. You saw me put something up on Facebook. I will finish this business plan. And at the same time, you know, other situations I'm going through as far as, you know, employment and things of that nature. And just trying to get other things in order and can find myself either leaving something or done or not really prioritizing things the way they should be, you know, even as far as studying the word and, you know, other things like that. And even just talking about what you're talking about, that breaker. Or, you know, and I know that, you know, you're focusing on your book right now. You know, that's the main thing that God has you focusing on, and you're in a place where you're doing it. So I'm just asking, you know, how do we actually get there, you know, because you know where I'm at. So, and trying to, you know, get things prioritized. And we know we're supposed to keep God first, you know, seek Him first, and His righteousness to be added.
Right.
You know.
I don't know what your situation, I mean, I don't know all of your situation, but this part
right.
of it. But it was hard doing that while I was working. It was hard doing it. You know, when you're going through things going on in your family life, it's all hard. But if you do what he says, to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, because I would talk to him in prayer. Prayer has a lot to do with when you're doing what God would have you to do. Proverbs 3:5-6. It talks about us trusting in God with all our heart and leaning not to our own understanding and acknowledge him in all our ways. That he will direct our path. So I actually asked God. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do with this? Okay? And, you know, if you ask God, that's why that's supposed to be the first thing you do in the morning is say, Lord, you want me to do for your kingdom today. You talk to him about the things that's going on in your life, you know, as you pray throughout the day, and God will answer you. But the thing is, are you going to do what the response that he gives you, are you going to apply it, or are you going to ignore it? Because some things he told me, he says, you're going to stop watching TV, your favorite show, okay? You're going to have to cut some things out. And then he even showed me that to ask some of my brothers and sisters that they do the broadcast and use that time. It's about the time, too, okay?
I was partaker of that, yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And that's true. You know, and you said something that really just struck me in my spirit, and it's really true because, you know, we come and you ask, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do for your kingdom today? And we can't get bogged down in, you know, life circumstances, situations, no matter what they are.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I might be looking at it like this. Look here now, you know, Lord, I hear what you're saying, but I need some other things to move. But the fact of the matter is they're not going to move until you do what he says and make what he makes a priority first. You know,
right.
So I understand that. You know, God does things in his own timing, but he wants to test us to see if we're going to, you know, follow what he told us to do. Are you going to actually do, okay, I told you to do this first. Are you going to keep focused here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, studying, preaching, teaching, and doing some other things as far as ministry goes that I told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, or are you going to still try to mess around back here and you see none of it is working, right? So
right.
What you going to do?
Right. That's right. And so he'll give you, he'll remember, wisdom is in us. If Christ dwells in you, the wisdom is in us. And he gives us the answer. You ask him, he's going to give you. He's going to give you. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask me, and I will give it to you liberally. And if he gives it, you choose. The choice is yours again. You can choose to do it or not.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so our focus, and that's very important, the focus. What are you, God even told me, he says, look, whatever the problem that was going on with me, I'm not going to be discussing all that. He says, don't worry about that. I got that. Just do what I told you to do.
Right.
That's what he told me.
Right.
Okay.
Amen. That's it. Uh-huh. It's funny how you answer your own questions, right? Oh, bless you.
That's because wisdom dwells in us. We just got to choose to do it. You know, sometimes God will tell you to do stuff that you're not going to like the idea, you know, his idea of what, you know, because sometimes God tells us to do stuff that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
So are you going to trust him or not? It says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
It is. Bam. Yeah, that's what we do a lot of times. We be leaning to our own understanding.
Well, right.
Okay, Lord, I hear what you're saying, though. But check this out. You know what I mean?
We were thinking that scripture was a little, one of them scriptures like Matthew 6:33, we just ran over that scripture before we started learning kingdom. When you start learning kingdom, you start looking at the scriptures, them words, them scriptures start coming together because he told us to trust him with all our heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Do you know that's praying when you acknowledge him in all your ways?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that does tie right in. That does tie right into Matthew 6:33. Yes, it does. They're interchangeable. You can bring those things together. Yes.
Yeah.
Right about that.
And when you acknowledge him, you are praying. And he said, I will direct your path.
Amen.
My. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Lines open. Anybody else? Lines open. Thank you all for attending.
Archives.
You know, whatever device you may be on. I thank you for attending and hope that you got something out tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Anthony. That was good.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord, sister. I was up here working on stuff, trying to listen to you at the same time, getting phone calls. You know how it go.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Well, and nobody
has teaching as always.
What'd you say?
Powerful teaching as always.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're talking about the kingdom. This is going to help us, okay? If we obey.
Amen. Amen. Everybody get Sister Odelia's book. Get her book. If you're a youth leader, if you're a member of a church, you're a friend, you're married to a youth leader, get her book. Bring it to your church. Bring it to your home. Ah. It'll bless you real good. It shows children from a young age, gives them their identity.
Yes.
Remember how you was brought up and you was brought up in children's church and children's ministry and they just put you back there, let you watch some videos, The Lion King and all the mother, Walt Disney, wasn't giving you nothing of redemptive, you know, value.
Right.
If you take them back there, you begin to teach them who they are at this age and stage of life, from the time they're toddlers all the way up through their teenage and even early adult years.
That's right.
You're going to have something powerful on your hands. So I just thought I'd give you a little free advertising there, sis. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. You always do that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Got to get it out there, and that's the whole idea for that book, the time that I had to take out to do that book. Because God wants to get to his children. That's why it's called God's Chosen Generation.
Yes.
And the book is designed to help the children, adults, you know, you know how they had new members class? This is what they should be learning in the beginning when they start, yeah. first get born again, that they learn their true identity, their true, their divine purpose, and their destiny. And that destiny demands diligence in seeking the kingdom first.
Amen.
Because the more you seek the kingdom, the more God gives you. There's that hunger and thirsting after righteousness. He continues to fill us. And the more you stay with it, you see your growth. You'll see your growth after a while because you won't be feeding on the milk. You start eating the meat and the potatoes that we supposed to have in the beginning before, you know, we were in the religious system.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. All right, thank y'all all. I'm going to pray out. And my brother Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony, share your broadcast for tonight. That's so good.
Yes. Amen. Tonight at 11 p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/Romans1212radio will be my broadcast. But it will be hosted tonight. My broadcast is Kingdom Transformation, but it will be a guest host tonight, Sister April Johnson, and she will be exposing satanic strategies against the mind. Powerful teaching. Powerful teaching.
Yes,
I'm telling you, because we think sometimes, let me give you the phone number before I go any further. We run out of time already. But the phone number, I gave you the website, but the phone number to dial in tonight is going to be 857. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Lord have mercy. So many phone numbers in the mind. 347-857-1520. Once again, that's 347-857-1520, and it's for exposing satanic strategies against the mind. It's been a powerful broadcast. She's been doing it. Wow, she's been teaching it for every week for a little over a month now. She just keeps on going. So much more revelation. So many things, because we have to understand that the enemy is strategic. We have to understand the enemy has been observing us for a long time. As a matter of fact, he was observing your ancestors. You know how your ancestors acted all the way up until this present moment. So whatever way they might have fell, whatever way he might have caught them, he's trying to get you with that same thing.
Yeah.
So we have to be aware. The Bible tells us, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. Mm-hmm. And really we have to understand that the battle is really in our minds. Sometimes we receive thoughts that don't line up with the Word of God, but we think it's us. We think it's us. We think that thought came from our spirit when it really was the enemy trying to make a suggestion to your mind. But if you don't know it's the enemy, then you'll feed right into it. So tonight you learn these strategies. You learn that Sister April is going to uncover and take the covers off these strategies that the enemy tries to use to cause you to fail in God. But God causes you to triumph. He wants us to always triumph in Him. So as just a guest before I start preaching, that you tune in tonight for this powerful time of teaching. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. You'll never be the same. Once again, it's the phone number is 347-857-1520, and that is exposing satanic strategies against the mind with April Johnson.
Amen.
Amen.
Tune in. It's powerful teaching. I'll be on there myself. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray out. What time is that? Did you tell it's time?
He said 11 p.m. 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Eastern time.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's close out. Thank you all for being here, and we tune in again next Wednesday at the same time. And Friday, you can join us on Friday as we have a prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. And I think as kingdom intercessors, we are to exercise our dominion through the corporate prayer, the interceding for others. Hallelujah. That's good. Have your way, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this time, the lesson that we learned tonight about our focus. What are we focused on? Are we hungering and thirst after your righteousness, Lord God? And are we after things, possessions, or standing in our position, Lord God, which is allowing you to us to access the things you have for us in heaven? For the kingdom. And so, Lord, just pray that you have your way in our lives, that we would be more aware of things that try to trap us. And so I pray by the Spirit of God, you would have your mighty way, that we take dominion over those things, that we take our position and over possessions, Lord God. Your will be done. I decree and declare so that we will. And so I thank you, Lord God, for revealing those things in our lives that we could hinder us being in not in alignment with you. It could hinder us, Lord God. And so we thank you for revealing those things in our lives that we could open up those accesses that have been closed because we were out of alignment and didn't even know it. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you all honor and glory. Have your way. Be with our sister tonight as she prepares to give us what we need to know in the spiritual warfare that we're in, Lord God, and how you reveal those things to us and that we receive them, Lord God, and apply them to our lives. All these things that you're revealing to us, we thank you for revealing the kingdom of God to us. We thank you, Lord God, that understanding, Lord God, the kingdom. So we pray for those who are just coming to the kingdom, Lord, who are just hearing about this kingdom message, Lord. We pray that you would give them quick understanding so that the enemy doesn't snatch what has been sown in their hearts, that they will have a hunger and a drive, hungering drive for your righteousness, Lord God, that you may fill them, that they will have tenacity to keep coming. Keep hungry. Keep
hungry
after your righteousness, Lord, so they truly understand. So I pray by the Spirit of God that you have your way for all the tsunami of new births that will come, tsunami of new understanding, Lord God, the tsunami of new growth, Lord God, and deployment, Lord God. So have your way in our lives. We're going to be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all for all attending. I'm going to say good night. See you at 11
o'clock. Good night.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.